why they couldn't get it. They had it over at the library, but I don't
testing,
think they were
testing,
testing,
1, 2.
And another thing, why should we not have something for Alzheimer's? I think it's sad. People live together 40, 50 years, they're sent away. The one was sent to Ketchikan, and from Juneau, one to outside Seattle or someplace, several times. I think it's sad at their last golden days to be sent out and separated.
Well, we're trying to work up a program right now that is going to help train the Pioneer Home staff more in dealing with Alzheimer's patients. And not only you think you have a bad here, think how they are in the villages, because they have no one to care for them out there, and it's even worse. And we know that people need to be trained on how to help people like that. Some of them are being medicated so bad that, you know, they don't know what's going on anyways, and that's not an answer. And they're being medicated because who are under heavy medication.
I do. I nursed 50 years. I'm well aware. But I think it's sad to treat our old timers, especially in the residence, like the way they're being treated. Go out and talk to them. Don't listen to me. Talk to some of them. Find out. One lady asked for an ice pack. She was told where she could buy an ice pack and keep it in the refrigerator. She needed eye drops. Well, we'll give them so many days. The decision is made right there.
No help whatsoever.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Sure.
Is there anyone else that would like to make comments? Sir,
yeah.
come right on up.
Hello, Bert.
Hi, Marv.
Hi.
Just go ahead and state your name, sir, for the record.
Marvin Bushy, Fairbanks resident, 45 years. I'd just like to know, have one question answered. When, we're back to the Pioneer Homes and so forth, when a resident of the Pioneer Home goes into the nursing wing, why is his longevity bonus taken away from him?
That's a good question.
Good question.
So let me think how to answer it. Rep. Sam Miller, we're not on this.
Yeah, okay. And as you remember, Mr. Chairman, we did deal with that question earlier in the session, and I think that's a question that we do need to try to answer. And in fact, Representative Boyer brought the question up to the committee, and I think it's a valid question.
Now, Rep. Sam Boyer's bill passed. Am I not correct, Bert?
Yeah, it did. And that was to reinstate benefits to nursing home.
Right.
Basically private nursing home. Mm-hmm. It lost it due to a change in federal law, and
right.
Extensive change,
right.
And we had to change the state law back. There's also a bill that's sitting in House Finance right now that I suppose that would not take away longevity benefit bonus for any person
right.
That's paying a nursing fee out of their own funds.
Right. But they have to lose it if they're being paid for on Medicaid. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
There is a bill
pending right now.
Yeah, we moved that bill out of our committee, and we have sent that bill to the Finance Committee. Yes.
What's the number of that bill?
We can take it out there.
HB 22, I think, but I'll get it for you.
I think
it's 22.
22
right.
Sounds right. Yeah.
All right. That answers my question.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. They will lose it if they are getting Medicare or aren't paying the nursing home charge at the Pioneer Home.
I hope this bill passes.
We do too. And I believe it passed out of our committee.
Quite just barely.
You really only know vote. That's right.
There's someone else that would like
six
to
what?
To speak on either longevity bonus or Pioneer Homes. They're both under our purview, and it is an issue. The main reason we put this on is because we're worried about where the longevity bonus program is going. There is a real fear that the cost is getting higher and higher. People can come from California and Washington, and in 365 days, they have it. And to be honest with you, our funds are becoming quite limited, and there's going to be some hard choices that all of us have to make pretty soon. And we don't want to, we're all very sympathetic to that program. We would like to keep it going. I think there is, to be honest, a lot of sympathy towards Senator Petula's bill that would change that to annuity. It would work in with the permanent fund program and the longevity program together. And I guess that we just wanted to make sure that people, since we were meeting here, that people from this area had a chance to let us know their feelings and any suggestions that you might have. We're certainly open. We're not experts on anything, so. And if you'd like to even just sit at your chair and right there and just tell us something, why, please feel free to do so. Go ahead now.
My name is Marie Haggard, and I probably shouldn't ask this question, but I never really knew, having been here only 5 years, what the original source is of the longevity and what the strings are on it so that it's kept for the purpose for which it is intended. And as it's growing, what's the source of its growth? Is it investing?
No. And that's a good question. Its source is the general fund. It's just plain old dollars that we get from our oil revenues. It's general fund.
Is that enough to keep the ball going, or is it? Are there investments made by on the permanent fund?
No, there is no big pool of money like the permanent fund for the longevity bonus. Mm-hmm. Money we get in from our oil revenues, where we get most of our money, we make up our budget with everything from the state, comes out of that, including the longevity bonus program. And that's one of the problems. We're getting more people, so the longevity bonus is more expensive. We're getting more students, so our schools are more expensive. We're getting more people, so our police and all of these things keep growing, and yet our oil is starting to decline. So it is not protected.
Well, maybe tighter reins on the dispersing of it. Those qualified.
Mr. Chairman.
I don't know whether I should interject that or not.
Maybe just to explain it, just so you know the background a little bit about it. It was passed several years ago, the original bill, and I know Doris and Marv, they were here when it was passed, but the intent of it at the time was very limited in scope, and it was basically to award the old-timers that had been here before statehood and had built the state, and when times were really rough. And the limits on it at the time was that you had to been in Alaska before statehood, before January 3rd, 1959, and you had to have a 25-year continuous living in the state of Alaska. So as a result, the ability for the program to grow was very limited, really. But about 8 years ago, it was challenged by an Anchorage couple, and it went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And at that time, it was overturned. And basically, from here on out, since that time, all you have to be is 65 and in the state for 365 days, and you're eligible to collect. And that is what has pushed the cost of it. It has just really skyrocketed the cost. And in fact, we're looking at this year of about $65 million to fund that program. And as other pressures go on the budget, we're probably looking at another $40 million or higher going into education alone this year, you know, funding of kindergarten through 12th grade. Those types of pressures also go on the budget, and what's the proper mix there? Under the original intent, the program would have at some point out in time would have died off. In fact, a good example is myself. I was born here in 51, so I was eligible for the program. My sister, who was born in the state in 61, is not eligible for the program under the original intent. So I would have been towards the tail end of those individuals that would have been eligible to receive the fund under the original intent. But now it's opened up. And for the first time in the last couple of years, we have now hard data that there are people coming into the state of Alaska just for the program.
Just to get that money.
Right. And we do actually now have some hard data.
Is it possible to change the regulation, regulation? It's not one.
Because the U.S. United States Supreme Court has said, you know, if you've got a... Well, the United States Supreme Court said it's equal protection, basically. And you can't tell one group of people, yes, you can collect it, and the same group of people, no, you can't collect it.
problem.
So then what do you do?
That's punt. Yeah. Drop back 10 and punt, yeah.
You go for Cthulhu's
yeah. And I think that, and had it been signed into law 4 or 5 years ago when Governor Cooper vetoed it.
Yeah, I know.
I know. All of us that were here in the legislature at that time did vote for that program. And I think that would have been maybe the way out. It still could be the way out, you know, yeah, to the annuity program where you're able to set a portion of your permanent fund dividends into a program which will build up for you, and then when you hit that age that you can retire, you would receive it for people like myself that, you know, have a few years off yet before we hit that age. So that's kind of what we're, and it's just not only this committee, but it's the entire legislature grappling with this problem. As the pressures are coming on, you know, on the entire budget by all the different programs, what do you do? And we're looking for suggestions. I know over the years Doris has had lots of good ones, and you know, we're looking to people like Doris and Marv and Lois, you know, for some suggestions. You know, where do we go?
Representative Choquette, you had a comment, but Annie, did we know the presence of Representative Dave Rutten for the record? Representative Choquette?
You know, Marv, something's going to have to happen. It's not going to continue the way it is. We've either got to find a new source of funding, or this is just going to go down, or it's going to be grandfathered out. Something is going to happen. It's just, I don't think it's going to stay the way it is. And boy, if you guys get some dreams some night and know the answers, we sure hope you'll share it with us.
Well, I think the program is good. I'm still living here. This is where I want to be. But if I didn't have that longevity bonus, I think I'd be long gone.
Well, my mother's the same. Same exact way. I mean, God bless the longevity bonus, Marv.
Yes.
But the realities of our budget constraints and our our lack of income, something's going to give. It just...
I don't quite understand the reason for not being able to do anything about it. They send them to go. The Supreme Court has to decide.
They already decided. And they told us either you can't say to somebody that... Right, you can't discriminate somebody based on
how long residency.
On residency, how long that they have lived here. And we have no choice.
It says residency. Then it would be challenged.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at you guys. You guys are down in there representing us.
Well, that's why if you change this thing to an annuity where somebody can take their permanent fund and put it in a savings account, and the state that way, if you did it every year, well, the state would guarantee that you still got, in essence, an annuity paid out that would take the place of this. People that are already on it would be grandfathered in. You guys would not lose it.
No.
And that's why, that's the thing I think that all of us are trying to protect the most, and not take it away from the people that got it. You don't want to give somebody something and then take it away from them, because you've developed a lifestyle now that depends on that money. And if you take that money away, it has severe impact on you. I think everybody realizes that. So.
Well, then we can adjust the dates then to... attain the intent of the original program. In other words, let it go as long as the people that were here at statehood are covered. In our adjustment that Hickle is suggesting, you know, he says 67, 69 or whatever it is, but why can't we let it go until those people that were here before statehood would be covered, since they were basically made a lot of decisions based on.
I don't know how we do that. For example, I don't take Miller's example. He was born in 51, so he would be eligible for it when he turned 65. I don't know how we can write a statute that keeps him eligible to receive it once he turns 65 to not have someone else receive it. There's no criteria that we could make up that the courts would uphold as being non-discriminatory.
It's the same thing we had with the permanent fund checks, the permanent dividend checks. We had them on initially a 5-year. He had to live in Alaska 5 years to, it's down to, what, 60 days now? 90 days? Is it a year?
Year. Same as this, Bert.
Basically, 3 years ago, we changed, raised it from 6 months to 2 years. Then the court struck it back to 1 year. That's where we're at right now. So the legislature has tried to at least not to slow down the expansion. The problem is, the larger the cost, the bigger the target this thing becomes. And the legislature, and as it approaches $100 million, it's getting to the point where something's got to give. Revenues decline for priorities of education and other things. So what we're seeking is what the public feels would be the best way to go, whether it's the annuity, whether it's to stop it right now and grandfather everybody else in, whether it's, but whatever you do, you've got to treat everybody exactly the same from then on. If you cut everybody back 25 or what you do, what's the best answer? And that's what we want the help on determining. That's basically, I think, why we're asking for
it. It appears.
There is a problem, and it's going to get bigger. So it's jeopardizing the whole program. That's the problem.
And it appears that seems to be our only three choices. Continue it like it is right now, and at some point we're going to have to stop it because we don't have the money, the annuity program, or leave everybody that's got it right now. But if you're not 65 years old today, you don't get it. And yet that doesn't seem to be right. That's why the annuity seems to be a middle of the road that the best answer, in my mind, that I see out there.
I think that's the right answer.
And you know, I don't know why he did that, and maybe somebody here can tell us why he vetoed that. I don't know.
I think, Jane, it had something to do with the integrity of the permanent fund. And that he really didn't want to leave office with the image of having dabbled with the permanent fund. It didn't have so much to do with longevity bonus, but more the issue of stirring around in the permanent fund. But you know, even that, you know, in the long term is a major issue as well. So
we may be at the point with the permanent fund 5 years from now that we are with the longevity program.
Precisely. Yes. But you know, in the interim, you know, the annuity makes a whole heck of a lot more sense than what we have been, because it'll protect the older Alaskans, but at the same time it will diminish the amount of dollars that we really need. So, but I think that was kind of the political reality of he didn't want to have a label. Well, I was the guy that I was the first guy to deal with to reach into the permanent fund type of thing.
Go ahead, Frank.
What can we do to send a message to, or what actions can we take that would send a message to the people from outside that are thinking about coming up here to take advantage of it? I mean, would it be to put it in the annuity thing right away? That's one of the things we need to do, is to stop that type of growth to protect the people that are here.
Mm-hmm. You know, we could use that argument for a lot of things. I mean,
you know, one thing that might help is like OPEC. If OPEC could kind of consider this and help along the process, it would probably help as well, because they're the people that are most affected, and they can see the wisdom of where this thing is headed to in less dollars. But if the OPEC organization could kind of endorse the annuity idea as a grassroots effort, it might be able to fly quickly through the legislature.
And quite frankly, I think what Larry's saying is where a lot of the help is going to have to come from, because lots of times when you get the legislature trying to deal with the longevity bonus, there are a lot of people immediately say, well, the legislature is just trying to grab money for other programs, which may or may not be the case. And in this case, it's just trying to save the program, to do something. But we need help from the senior, the citizens out there that are receiving this benefit, you know, so the public at large just can't, you know, well, there is support for that program out there, or there is support for the community program. They're trying to save the program. And because, quite frankly, sometimes the legislature will not take those steps which are needed to be taken if they feel that they're going to get bombed on. And that's a reality, and that's a fact of life. So, you know, we're going to need help from you folks if we are going to make any major changes in the program. We really are.
It would take support from groups such as Representative Baker mentioned to make anything happen on this. It's you'd pretty much have to tell us what you'd like and have it reasonable.
And I think that's what a lot of us would like, is for organizations that you guys belong to speak up before it's too late and the pressure is so great where we run out of money, where we have to actually cut something out, and we don't want to reach that point.
Can you tell me then, you know what the position is of the Pioneers of Alaska, the group? You know what that position is?
I don't. I do not. Now, we had some hearings on this. We've had a couple of hearings on this, and we actually had some bills dealing with this stuff before we passed them out in Anchorage, and was well attended, the full house, actually. And everybody there agreed that the, I think with exception of one or two people, agreed that the annuity program was the best answer to go forward on this. And nobody came up with some other program or any other suggestions that was better. I mean, part of this is just this reason that we're here and put this on the agenda is just for you guys to know that, you know, the situation you're in and the situation we're in, and try to communicate it both ways on it. So I believe the Older Alaskans Commission does have a position.
Yes.
Of support. If, I mean, they'd rather leave it the way it is, but if it's in jeopardy, the annuity is the best alternative. Because it protects everybody that's there, and it also allows people to go on to it.
We're going to have to get away from this permanent funds of sacred cow thing. That's real heavy in my district.
See, there's the other spot that people like us are in. Cow. At some point, unless more oil is discovered or the gas pipeline goes in and we start selling that, at some point, that the checks that go out to every single person on the dividend, permanent fund dividend, are going to be in jeopardy. Or we're going to have to have an income tax or something. But we have no taxes in this state. You know, at some point, and we're not there now, but you know, you can see that over the horizon, sometime, things will have to change there, too.
The investment program is pursued in relation to the permanent fund. There's no problem there, is there, unless it is along the investment program?
Well, there's no problem except that we do not spend any of that money to support government right now. And at some point, that's what the permanent fund was originally set for, when the oil runs out or declines. At some point, some of that money is going to have to be spent to maintain the services that government provides.
Yeah, but I didn't mean that it would be used for longevity, but I mean something like that could be worked into the longevity.
Well, except that we do not have dedicated fund. In order to do that, we'd have to amend our constitution to set up a dedicated fund for that.
Maybe that's what you should do.
You can't have a dedicated fund.
Can't we change the regulations to help the situation?
We would have to have a vote of all the people in Alaska to change the constitution to do so.
Bear in mind, the average age of an Alaskan is under 30 years of age.
Yeah.
If you start designating money for senior citizens and put it on the ballot, realistically, I don't think it would stand a snowball's chance.
Well, what you would want is you'd also want then a dedicated fund for education, a dedicated fund for
transportation, roads.
See what would happen.
With mushroom.
That's
And there very well may be a ballot measure at the next election for dedicating gasoline tax to go specifically to roads. And that is a possibility that the governor, as my understanding is, going to propose. But that does exactly what they say. Does that open the door for the education community to say, or all the parents, you know, that have school kids, it says. And this is another thing we don't want. We don't want the senior citizens and the children, for example, arguing in public, or the people that represent children, fighting about who's going to get how much money. We don't want to turn ourselves against each other, because a number of programs obviously are important to all of us. So, Robin, have a seat up here. Representative Robin Taylor from Ketchikan.
I figured you guys were about ready to break for lunch anyhow.
We are. We're getting there. Anything else? Yes, Ms. Doris?
I would like to ask for the other homes, if in a room you need new carpet, if you have to pay for it. If there's no blinds at your window and you're supposed to have blinds, you pay for it. We are doing that in the Fairbanks home.
Seems like that should be a maintenance item that the home itself should have to be able to pay. Responsible.
When Barbara was here, I moved in. There was no blinds. I had to pay. I paid $200 for my blinds. I know another party or two that have bought their blinds. There's two that I know of had to buy rugs for their room. And I'm wondering if the other ones are doing the same when they need new carpet in their room.
Well, we will find out. It doesn't seem like it. Seems like what may have happened, they didn't have money in the budget to do that right then, and if you wanted it, you were going to have to do it yourself. But we will ask that question and let you know if that was right or wrong. And if
they were told right out they had to go. There was no choice. The carpet was taken up in the one room, and it was old. It had been there, I think, since the home was built. But that party, I can't think that there were two that I know of, but I can't think of the one's name. But I do know the last one, Mrs. Levesque. She had to pay for the carpet in her room.
We'll find out.
Now, that doesn't seem right, that certain ones have to buy and pay for their own. I don't care. I was glad to buy it. But there's some that couldn't afford it.
No, we will find out about that. And you will get a letter back from it.
I think that should be checked out at all homes.
Anything else? Anything else from the committee? Okay, with that, we have one other bill on, but I don't believe we have anyone. Governor asked us to schedule also again HDR 38, just in case there was anyone from the public that wanted to talk on that. HDR 38 is a constitutional amendment which would dedicate revenues to pay for debt service and to finance capital projects. The fund was established in statute during 91 season in SB 235, but a constitutional amendment is needed to dedicate funds specifically. We can do it from year to year, but that's all. And so this sort of gets into the same question. If we're going to have one dedicated fund, are we going to have others?
Yeah. I would be opposed to dedication. So, I was at the time of the Constitutional Convention.
Anything else from the committee on this? We will. We put this on just as a courtesy to the governor. We have had quite a bit of testimony. Our next meeting for the House State Affairs will be Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon. We'll be hearing HB 198 relating to legislative sessions in the Matsu Bureau, HB 327, the primary bill, HDR 6 relating to 90-day session limits, HDR 13 relating to runoff for governor, lieutenant governor, HDR 38, debt retirement fund, HDR 45, the reapportionment board. And again, public testimony on longevity bonus. This will be in Palmer.
This Friday?
This Friday.
Mr. Chairman,
at
where
4:30.
It says Palmer Chambers. Is that their city chambers or is it?
The city, it's actually the borough chambers, I believe, yes. In Palmer.
Is that near Town Square? It must be.
It's in Palmer proper, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Do we have a map or something?
I think once you pull into Palmer and ask
it's one of the three
door, you won't have a problem.
You know the square.
I know where the senior,
around,
senior center is.
Little light turn green.
You will be there for that?
Yes.
Good.
I leave
you will be there for that.
Right next to the one stoplight.
You might be.
Yep.
Good.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm fine in this place. I drove up probably.
All right. We are adjourned until Friday. Thank you for coming, all of you. We appreciate it.
I was over there in the borough building. I drove around town, turned around park, and I walked through two different buildings.
All right.
So I guess we got breakfast tomorrow at 7:30.
Breakfast tomorrow, or we have breakfast. Right.
Yeah, I have my schedule breakfast at 7:30 at the Westmark.
Okay, well we're at breakfast tomorrow at 7:30.
Yeah, that's what's on my schedule.
Well, I know that I called because I didn't know where I'd see him, Mike. And
in fact, you could ride down with him.
You see this guy?
No, what?
Yeah, right back for that.
You're saying this shows sexism. Here's a lady with a sword, a chest iron chest plate, riding a polar bear.
Probably never been set back.
It's on the nose of a plane.
Oh, gee. You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, you guys are gonna have to deal with this.
Everybody got out of there, lady.
Race logo.
Nobody knows what's going on, too.
Which rover?
Polar bear with a blonde and a sword.
Yeah, we will get there.
I didn't see that one. We took a while on it. We took a ride on one of those. It was something about the Yukon Quest.
You mean looking dog.
I don't know about you, David.